stuck in the flesh.
I think maybe it looks something like that. Only
scar.
Worse. Yeah, but it's got to be cut out or burned out. It gets this white stuff around the edge. Do you ever hear some kind of flesh?
Proud flesh.
Uh-huh. How would people get rid of that?
Well, you'd really have to get to your doctor then. Mm-hmm. Surely would. Nothing anyone can do for themselves. They've got to have a doctor or they can't get it stopped. Mm-hmm. It'll go into... think of it.
It'll get, it's an infection or?
Infection.
What?
Proud flesh. And then there's another thing you call it. It comes up in erysipelas.
Red,
red.
Red and you'll take something
like
blood poisoning.
Yeah.
Huh. I didn't know that. Say if you had a little cut on your finger. A brown liquid medicine that stings that you could put on it would be
iodine.
Okay. And a real bitter powder people used to take.
Is it alum or quinine?
Okay. Do you used to have to take quinine?
I may have had a few doses, not much.
Say if someone was shot and didn't recover, you say, well, the doctor did all he could, but still the man
died.
Any nicer ways of saying he died?
Well, you could say he passed away or he's gone to rest.
Mm-hmm. What about a crude way of saying that? You say, I'm glad that old skinflint finally...
Oh, that old devil just finally passed on, didn't he?
Okay. You say, well, he's been dead a week and nobody's figured out yet what he died
with.
And the place where people are buried is a...
cemetery.
Any other name for that?
Graveyard.
Okay. And what they put the body in?
Casket.
What's that?
Casket.
Uh-huh. What they used to call it? Growing up?
Coffin.
Okay. And the ceremony is called the
funeral.
And people are dressed in black, you say that they're in
mourning.
Okay. What if, you know, sometimes people just, maybe it's just a phony thing, I don't know, but they just seem to lose control of themselves completely. Like the women just get hysterical. At a funeral. Any expression for that? You say they were really...
really in grief.
Uh-huh. Did you ever hear taking on or carrying on?
Taking on. Surely did take on at that funeral.
Uh-huh. Just when you hear someone say that, do you think of it as being a
sad,
genuine grief or just something for show?
Be either way.
Mm-hmm.
Some it can't be helped, others it could be.
Mm-hmm. Sam, if you ate something that didn't agree with you and it came back up, you'd say you had the
indigestion?
Or you had the
stomachache.
Or you did what? You had
vomited.
Okay. Any nicer ways of saying that?
Well, I've heard of the expression, who pukes, haven't you?